Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time to take a trip around the college football universe with Isaac and Sue.
I would like to know things.
This is the College Football Jamboree, part of Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
He is a five-star douche magoo.
What?
The Fan.
All right, let's get right to it. We had a quick update from Bruce Feldman today on the Oregon injury front. And he is of... I don't know. Who does he write for now?
I think Feldman's Athletic? With The Athletic now.
Yeah.
I think he used to be a Sports Illustrated guy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's been at all of them.
Yeah. He's a well-known name.
He said that, he said nothing we didn't already know.
Yeah.
But Justin Flo is done for the season with that foot injury. Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way...
We already knew that.
That's one of the few times, though, that, like, unsubstantiated rumors turned out to be right. Like, that usually isn't a thing, but...
Yeah, you know, they kept that under wraps.
They kept it really,
but they
really
kind of didn't, because on Friday, we were all speculating about it. There was nothing from credible sources, but there was enough smoke there.
Yeah.
And I think we kind of dismissed it. I'm like, if it's not out in the media and everybody else knows about it, then, you know, how is there not a story on it?
And yet it wasn't. It was just rumor. And then all of a sudden he's in the walking boot. And now we're hearing probably done for the season.
So he's probably done for the season. They said Drew Mathis is out a long time, too.
Yeah. And then Thibodeau obviously is still going to be, you know, day to day with his ankle.
Yeah. So Cristobal said last week, he's like, we're not very secretive with injuries, you know, and he was talking about Kayvon Thibodeau, and like, well, we'll update you, you know, and he's going to try, you know, we're giving it a go. Literally, you know, he just said nothing about Justin Flo the whole week. And Flo was in a boot, and anybody that was with the team making the trip knew that.
Yeah, which is...
And that's how it ended up getting out eventually.
Getting out, but again, still, it ended up just being kind of rumors floating around out there, and there was plenty of other stuff where people were like, no, I've seen him, and he's walking fine, and, you know, here we go.
So that's no good.
No.
But, you know, they were without those guys on Saturday and won at Ohio State, so...
They played great. You know, and Brown went down for a little bit in that game, too, so... Look, and then what is that? I think Jackson Ledoux is another younger linebacker, and he's out for an extended period of time, too. All I'm saying is when you get a rash of guys that get hurt, especially like in your front seven or at one position, and Nick Saban talked about this a number of years ago, and he got really mad. I think it was in his secondary. He had lost three or four guys off the two deep in the secondary, and there was this idea of, well, who cares? It's Alabama. And Saban was like, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, you lose that many guys from one position group. He goes, we don't just grow them on trees. So, like, obviously Oregon played great against Ohio State, and it didn't show up, right? Obviously, I thought their defense played great despite giving up, you know, some yards. But you start losing guys at a clip like that, that's the sort of thing that can derail a special season. And right now it appears like the special season is set up pretty well for you, but you got to stay healthy. Think back to Dennis Dixon, right? Like, one injury or a couple at a certain position.
Yeah.
Boy, it's just, it's a stick in the gears.
It is, but might I retort with this? You know, Oregon showed against Ohio State that even though the depth is young, it's really freaking good.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, all these teams have injuries. Now, Alabama already lost one of their star linebackers for the season, right?
Yep.
But nobody ever talks about it because they have nothing but five stars replacing these guys.
And Oregon now does have a lot of five-star guys.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's a five-star coming in to replace anybody who gets hurt, but I think their depth is so much better than it used to be that they can sustain more injuries than they used to be able to.
Agreed.
And that was evident in the Ohio State game. I mean, they were down at least three key defensive starters, and they won the game.
Yeah, they had a hell of an effort.
So... maybe it won't be as big of a deal as it used to be. But you're right. Like, you know, they pile up in one
area. You just got to keep an eye on it. You don't want to see any more defenders going out for any period of time. And hopefully Thibodeau comes back and is fine. He shouldn't have to play against Stony Brook. The nice part is you got a couple weeks where you can kind of get healthy, knock on wood, and then get ready for the stretch run there with UCLA.
When you recruit well, you have a lot of depth. And this is that's the most important thing is people will be like, recruiting doesn't matter. In these situations, it does.
Yeah.
Anthony Newman was saying yesterday on Ducks Roundtable, he went, when I was playing, if we lost a starting left tackle, we were screwed.
Yeah.
Because the backup was no good.
Yeah.
Now you've got plenty of depth of guys who are ready to contribute right away.
It certainly is the difference between the elite programs and even the good to just average ones is the depth.
So I'm back to following Darren Revelle. I have a love-hate relationship with his Twitter account.
Yeah, you've canceled him, I feel like, 3 or 4 different times.
Well, I unfollow him because he's obnoxious. But he's got good stuff. This was a good one, I thought. It's from a company called Breaking Tea.
Okay.
It's the college football NIL name, image, likeness, top 25. And what they do is they rate via... It's based on something called CrowdBreak, which is fan engagement data.
Okay.
And... it's also based on retail partner demand. So in other words, it's a top 25 who's trending in college football week to week rankings of just players.
I'm intrigued.
Based on what they've done on the field. So you would think that perhaps it would be a Duck at the top of the top 25 this week, but it is not. Number one in the rankings again this week is Alabama quarterback Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Most in demand guy.
And we already know he's got a couple mil, supposedly, already in these deals.
But number two is an Oregon Duck. Vaulted into the rankings.
Noah Sewell?
After not being ranked last week. No, it is not Noah Sewell.
Anthony Brown?
No, it is not Anthony Brown.
Oh, Verdell.
Yes.
There.
C.J. Verdell.
I haven't heard anything. We know that the only one I've really heard from Oregon is Thibodeau's. Right, he had the big one, the NFT with Nike, and then he did the airline thing. I'm not saying that the others don't, but I haven't really heard any other announcements about any of the Oregon guys signing big ones.
Anthony Brown is number 6 on the list.
Yeah, and he went from...
this week.
He went from 1 week, people like, well, I don't know if he's the guy to
he's
all,
greatness.
All of a sudden. I can't beat him.
Absolute greatness. All right, up next, odds on the USC coach. It's not going to be Chris Peterson.
No. Sounds like...
We learned that today from Feldman.
Yeah.
He was like... because he's the one that sat down with Peterson, has a good relationship with him. He's like, yeah, he ain't getting back into that craziness.
And we talked about this, that if you read his exit interview there that he did,
he's out.
He doesn't want to deal with this.
So not him. And there's a new Jed Fish that Feldman is promoting.
I'm intrigued by this, because I remember the list of names, and there was a handful of ones that were pretty normal, but...
yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
I mean, at least I think it's a new Jed Fish. You may not. You may scoff at me.
I'm intrigued.
But we'll get to that next. It's our Jamboree 412 on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah. Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Tuesdays at 4, all the latest in college football. We do have some fun audio before we get out of here. And it's not coach speak. Far from it, actually. So stay tuned for that. It's our Jamboree. And if you'd like to sponsor our Jamboree, at least I don't think it's sponsored.
Come
Is
on
it
down.
Sponsored?
I don't think so.
Yeah, if you'd like to sponsor it with your sexy company.
Let's go.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
Call Mike.
Yeah, he'll...
He'll hook it up.
Yeah, Mike will talk to you. Or you just want to talk to Mike or... Ask him, like, what time the Duck game is on. He loves talking to people. 503-250-1080. Call him now.
The next USC full-time head coach. Here are the odds, courtesy of betonline.ag and our dear friend Jimmy Shapiro.
Okay.
You know who the favorite is? There's actually, it's a tie.
There's a tie?
Yeah. They are 6.5 to 1, if I could do my math.
Trying to think who would be the odds on favorite. I'll go with like James Franklin.
Nope. He is 8.5 to 1.
Okay.
Actually, it's really bunched up. Okay, so it's Luke Fickell and PJ Fleck.
Oh, well, that makes sense. He's got ties. Doesn't he have ties to Fleck too? I know he hired Fickell.
Who's he? You're talking about Mike Bone.
The Boner.
The SC AD
hired Luke Fickell, and I think.
The Boner has swung.
No, he doesn't have connections to Fleck. He's got connections to another candidate, this one from the NFL. Sorry, I'm trying to keep all my rumors straight because, God, we're going to get this for like the next 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
Just this nonstop barrage of, well, this guy's got this connection. And
it's going to be great.
So on and so forth.
So Fickell and Fleck are the leading odds-on favorites.
Yeah, and both, by the way, I think good hires. I mean, there's the sense that obviously Fickell, who's done such a great job at Cincinnati, but... He's a Midwest guy. He's never really left that area. He's got a bunch of kids and apparently is kind of a small town sort of dude. Would he want the scrutiny that comes with it? You know, he's got a great relationship with the AD, and it's hard to turn down one of the top five jobs. The Fleck one, that kind of fits. He's the sort of high-profile douche that would love and embrace the LA media. And, like, I know that's weird because...
You're headed towards Turdville.
You know, you look at where he's come from. I just think that plays in L.A. I think his weird kind of row the boat thing, I think that would work. He wouldn't be my first choice, but I think it would work.
Third on the list, Mario Cristobal.
Yeah.
And look, 7 to 1.
As you become a bigger deal, the Cristobal and his coordinators, I mean, you've already seen it, right? I mean, the you know, Arroyo left for UNLV, whatever. But, you know, Avalos leading to take a head coaching job and... By the way, if Oregon goes on to a special run and their offense is dynamic, Moorhead's gone. Like, this is just what happens. And Cristobal, you know, for what he's built at Oregon there, Cristobal will continue to get these sorts of looks. Now, the USC job inherently is a better job than Oregon, but I don't necessarily think that he would leave for USC, even though it's a better job. Because you're kind of starting, you're having to rebuild that. You've got something great going in Oregon right now. I would think it's more likely that he uses the USC thing to get a salary bump. In fact, I'll just go out on a limb and say there's going to be about $100 million worth of extensions that are due specifically to the USC job being open. And if LSU comes open, that's going to be $150 million worth of extensions because everyone's going to be like, well, you know, you might want to offer me more money. Otherwise, I might look at USC and LSU.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think Mario Cristobal is going to be the next coach at USC, but he is third on this list. Next in line is a tie.
Although if USC were to pony up like Michigan, Alabama money, look, $9 million cuts a lot of ties.
Yeah.
Like this idea that like, because what's Cristobal make? Three, right? Three and some change.
Oh, is that all?
I don't think he's that high paid.
Give that man a raise.
Yeah, but I just love the people that are like, well, he's already making enough money. Yeah, you know what the difference between $9 million and $3 million is? $6 million. And $6 million goes a long way to shutting people up.
Next at 7.5 to 1, Matt Campbell and Urban Meyer.
The Urban Meyer thing. I don't buy it. Matt Campbell. You know, he's done a nice job at Iowa State. that to me is another guy that's just going to use this to scrounge up a few extra shekels.
James Franklin, 8.5-1, followed by Bob Stoops and Tony Elliott, 9-1. Elliott's the Clemson defensive coordinator.
I thought he was the Clemson offensive coordinator.
Offensive coordinator?
I believe that's the case.
Then there's a bunch of guys. Chris Peterson, 10-1.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Gary Patterson, 10-1. Joe Moorhead, 10-1.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, I mean,
Greg Schiano.
Yeah,
14-1.
Schiano can coach. He won't be the guy, but dude, that guy can win.
What about this one way down there? Your boy Lane Kiffin, 25-1.
They?
What about this one, 19-1? Bill O'Brien. Is that a fit?
Well, it's got the NFL thing, and supposedly that's always something that intrigues LA and going to get kids. And he was good at Penn State. And he kind of let him out of the sanctions sort of stuff. And if Alabama goes and wins a national championship, I just feel like if you're USC, you're going to swing higher than Bill O'Brien. I don't know if I...
That seems like a very USC hire.
That seems like it's kind of a lame hire.
That's why it's a USC hire.
Yeah.
Like that's... I don't know. Just as... Yeah, you're right. It just seems like... Bill O'Brien, good, but what? We're USC. He went 8-4 and 7-5 at Penn State. So he was 15-9 there.
And remember, but that was coming off of where they were, you know... They've been bombed out of the Stone Age.
Look... He flamed out in Houston, no question. But let's not forget, he was a winning coach there.
Yes, he was.
52-48.
It wasn't until they
went to the playoffs 4 out of the 6 years he was there.
Yeah, they made him GM, and then he started making the dumbest trades possible.
Exactly. As a head coach, he'd win 9-10 every year.
Yeah, Cristobal got his, I knew he signed his new deal, so he's at 4.3.
Okay.
That got bumped up, so...
What's USC going to pay, you think? I know it's private, so they never release it.
I don't know, but it depends on how much you want a guy. I don't know if anyone in the Pac-12, we've never seen anyone in the Pac-12 get paid the way that the Big Ten and that the SEC are willing to pay. But if you're USC and...
I bet he gets over 5, 5.5.
I would assume so.
Or she.
Yeah, it's possible. You want to make some noise. But remember...
Who would be the top female candidate for that job?
I think there's only like 3 female coaches. And I think they're all like strength conditioning coaches or linebacker coaches in the NFL. Remember, too, that USC is having to pay $10 million for Helton to walk away, his staff, and then they just got done paying out almost like $250 million to the over that doctor sex scandal. So,
oh, yeah.
I don't know if the money is there just to throw around at SC like some people think it is.
And the one guy, he's not on this list. He was not listed on there as a guy who they put odds on.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe he is the new Jed Fish. And what I mean by this is Bruce Feldman was the only guy that always used to promote Jed Fish. Anytime an opening came open, he would be like, Jed Fish. They should think about Jed Fish.
What?
I was like, Jed Fish? I don't know. Fish is now the coach at Arizona. He ended up getting him a Pac-12 job. Yeah. But he's been an OC, I think, most places or something. I don't know. I don't know what he's done. Anyway, Feldman is now propping up another guy.
Who we got?
And I think that this is solely... doing a favor for his agent.
I'm trying to remember who
much
else,
like he did with Jed Fish. I'm
trying to remember who else he was throwing out.
Kalani Sitake.
Ah, my guy.
Hey. He threw out Sitake today, and I was like, what?
Really?
Sitake, I'm sure, is good.
Yeah.
He's done a good job at BYU, but come on, they're not hiring Kalani Sitake at SC.
Sitake?
Am I wrong?
That's.
And Feldman, watch this. Over the years, as if Sitake stays at BYU, his name will keep popping up in these jobs, and it will all be from Bruce Feldman.
Well, you know what? BYU does not play or does not pay very well compared to other big time programs. They're notoriously cheap. Maybe Kalani's on the horn to be like, hey man, I need my name out there. I got to bump up a few shekels here. It's getting expensive living in Provo. Yes, I'm here to tell you that Kalani Sitake will not be the next head coach at USC. He done a nice job at BYU, but
no. How about Condoleezza Rice? There you go.
Oh, there you
There's
go.
Your new coach.
Even though
female
she's,
coach.
Even though she's never done anything coachable other than be on the committee.
But she's Lisa. She's got it. Smart. She figured it out.
If you're USC, right, you just start from the top and you swing big. Like, honestly, if you're USC, I thought James Franklin would be the fit, right? Like, if you can get James Franklin, you go get James Franklin. But if you want to swing bigger than that, I you know where my first call would be? It would not be James Franklin. I think I'd call Lincoln Riley.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And just be like, hey, you know, you want to get out of Norman? And you want, like, if you're willing to do it, if you can come up with a Michigan like $8 million bucks a year, hey, you want to make $8 million and we'll give you a house in Malibu? Right? I mean, USC can offer some perks. Name, image, and likeness. You want to come own the West Coast? You know, why not? You bring Lincoln Riley's offensive acumen and his resume of producing winners and Heisman Trophy winners. Like, you can't keep quarterbacks in California. You know what'll keep quarterbacks in California? Lincoln Riley.
For sure.
Make him say no to you.
That would be a home run.
You're probably going to get hung up on, but why not?
Yeah.
Why not call Lincoln Riley? You're one of the, without question, everyone says you're one of the five best jobs in America. Well, call one of the five best coaches. You know, I know you're not getting Nick at his age, but Lincoln Riley's still young enough and flirting with the NFL. You know, maybe he feels that there's a ceiling on Oklahoma, and also maybe he feels like in the next couple years going to the SEC, his chances of winning a national title just got a lot harder having to go through those guys. Hey, you want to come out to Pac-12 country? It's a lot easier out here. You know, you got to deal with Oregon and, you know, maybe UCLA, one other school. A hell of a lot easier than competing in the SEC year in and year out.
Now, this is a bit of a technicality, but you said we've never seen the Pac-12 pay what the big programs pay.
Yeah.
David Shaw.
What's Shaw make?
Is credited in the year 2019. Now, this is a bit of a technicality.
Okay.
Because he had some deferred compensation.
Ah.
But he made in that year $8.9 million.
Ooh. Yeah. What's he make normally?
Well, they say his salary's over $4 million. You know how they structure these. It's hard to get straight answers on this.
It's strange.
Yeah. So anyway, that year, his net compensation was more than $8.5 million.
I just know if you look up, because they've got him listed here at 4.2.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, now 4.8.
Yeah.
Clay Helton at 4.5, although, you know, again, private universities, so those are all speculation. They don't release the details of that. Chip at 4.3. You know, we just don't pay out here. If you look every year at the top coaches, it's not in the West. It just isn't.
No.
And Oregon, for all of their money, we have this talk of all the boosters. Oregon doesn't pay that much. They never have. They didn't pay that much to Chip. They didn't pay that much to Mike Bellotti. They don't fork out the way those other schools do. But if you're USC and you need to get this point in the right direction, I will never understand why a school like USC won't pony up the way those others do.
One other candidate, he was not on this list, but Adam Schefter threw him out today.
Yeah, this is the one that has a connection to Bone.
He was saying that Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs,
yes.
A lot of people in league circles think he is going to come up because he's a Southern California guy.
Yeah, and he has grown tired of not getting looked at for NFL jobs. And he has said, there was an article either a year or two ago where they said that there might be a mass exodus of black assistant coaches in the NFL that are tired of waiting and they will go down to college where it's easier for them to get jobs. Also, Bieniemy worked with Mike Bone while they were at Colorado. So there is a connection there as well. And again, he kind of fits that NFL tie, which supposedly the USC folks love, having that NFL connection.
And finally, Gary, I have fun audio. Do you like fun audio?
Yes, I do.
There is a reporter for Alabama who is claiming this is the funniest moment in his player interviews that he has done in his 12 years covering the team.
I saw this.
So this is Jordan Battle,
yeah,
who is an Alabama player, and he was asked his favorite Nick Saban coaching saying.
Do you have a favorite saying that Saban has, one of his little coaching, quips he has?
Not that I can think of right now because he has so many, but there are a few I like. And he always talking about touch D's or you know, suck on D's or all that.
Somebody in the back goes, no,
nope. It got cut at the end because
how great is that?
Our recording thing is stupid, but somebody at the very, very end goes, ha!
Got him! So good.
But I guess this is a real thing because Josh Jacobs, the running back for the Raiders, I guess he was talking about this on a national show last year, maybe it was the year before when he got drafted. But he was talking about that apparently this is true. Nick Saban likes D's nuts jokes. Apparently that
suck on D's nuts?
I guess that is a thing with Nick Saban. It has D's now been nuts. Confirmed by two players that Nick Saban likes D's nuts.
That made my day.
And by the way, this will be the last time that Jordan Battle ever speaks to the media again.
He will be silenced.
He is done.
Do you think Nick Saban like sets up the jokes as well? Where like he goes to the player and goes, look, man, you did Bofa wrong. What is Bofa? Bofa D's nuts. Do you think he sets that stuff up a lot?
I hope he does. Love the guy in the back that
No, done. That's the SID.
Trying to keep him on his toes.
What's the name of that canned spaghetti pasta?
What?
Chef Boyardee's nuts.
Yeah, Saban.
Saban loves
sneaky great.
How about old ass grumpy Nick Saban in his lifted shoes and knee-high socks just dropping D's nuts?
Now, can we play it again? Someone would like to hear that again. Can we do that? Okay. Here we go.
Do you have a favorite saying that Saban has, one of his little coaching, you know, quips he has?
Not that I can think of right now because he has so many, but there are a few I like, and he always talking about touch D's or you know, suck on D's or all that.
Suck on D's.
I think the guy goes, nope.
I love D's that suck on D's.
Yes.
I mean, somewhere out there, someone had to have caught this like on a cell phone video. Of saving it a practice dropping a D's nuts joke.
It's gotta be
all that.
Nope.
Nope.
Oh man, you got baby nuts. Oh, good times.
All right. There's your Jambaroo every Tuesday at 4. Next is In the News. Here's Mike.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Hot 5 and 5 coming up. More on week one in the NFL and maybe some more D's nuts jokes. But right now, Jason, it is September 14th, 2021. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello.
Hi.
It is Gobstopper Day.
Was the last time someone had a Gobstopper? Is that still a thing?
I kind of feel like Gobstoppers suck.
Yeah, they do suck, but when you were kids, you loved the little Gobstopper machine. At least I did.
Really? I just kind
of pay a quarter.
I just think of it as like the Willy Wonka thing, and then that bastard Grandpa Joe, who was the laziest piece of crap ever, till it came time to get up and go to the chocolate factory. Outside of that, I don't even know where you see a Gobstopper.
Now, the Gobstopper turned into gum, right? Didn't it?
No, I think that big thing you're talking about just is gum. The Gobstopper was just a hard-ass
piece
of
candy. That's a really hard thing to chew.
Yeah,
and yeah, but just, I thought it ended up being gum.
I don't think so. You just sucked on it, and it got smaller and smaller. That was it.
Hmm.
By the way, they are not known as Gobstoppers here.
What are they here?
Jawbreakers?
Jawbreakers.
Oh, Jawbreaker. Okay.
Either way, they suck. Like, that's... Outside of, like, a Necco wafer or something, is there a worse candy? I'd rather have some candy corns.
I'd rather have Smarties.
Yeah.
And I like candy corn, but Smarties are terrible.
It is also National Cream-Filled Donut Day.
Now we're talking.
Hell yeah.
So cue your inner Bob and Doug.
Yeah, it's my last one. It's a jelly. Now, does jelly count as a cream-filled donut, or is that
No, that's
separate?
Not cream. That's jelly.
That's separate.
That's a jelly donut, eh?
Look,
I guess they were more jelly donuts.
Yeah, they were jelly donuts. This is my last one. It's a jelly. Donuts are fantastic in general, but you get a nice, what is that, the Bismarcks with the Boston cream filling in there and the chocolate on top. That's delightful.
The jelly donut is my favorite donut. Mm. I love me a good jelly donut.
I tend to agree with you. I mean, if you had a box of a bunch of donuts, I'd go right at the jelly first. They'd be in the top two or three.
I'm a fritter man. Mm. I'm taking the apple fritter one, maple bar two, custard or cream filled, number three. The jelly falls just on the outside. It's a contender. Does not make the medal stand.
The fritter is a contender. That's probably number two for me.
Got a lot of drive-by shooting news.
I know. It's
great.
That was crazy. Yeah. 100-shot one?
Yeah, how about that?
And no one got hit?
No. Yeah, that's the wild one. So last night we had 6 vehicles hit by gunfire in the Coley neighborhood.
Yeah.
No one got hurt. But the one you're talking about was over on Northeast Prescott and 95th. And it was an apartment complex, a housing complex, and a bunch of cars just drove up.
Unloaded,
like in the movies.
Yeah.
There were over 100 shots fired.
Dude, some of the photos were crazy. And like
no one got hurt?
No, I saw on the news and some people were saying, hey, this is where I was sitting. And the bullet like...
Yeah, inches.
Yeah, like right by. Like there was one in a recliner and it like went through the edge of the recliner. And you're like, oh my God, not cool.
Yeah, not cool at all.
But I guess, no one's going to, like, no one wants to say anything. Everyone that was talking was, like, doing the anonymous because they're afraid of retribution.
Well, somebody lived there that they wanted.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
That's pretty freaky.
Isn't that how those things work?
I would assume so. Look, we see this a lot, like, where someone's like, oh, it was a random break-in and someone was beaten. And then the guy's like, yeah, nothing was stolen. Yeah, something was stolen. You just can't tell the cops what it was.
And how do you think they feel about not hitting anyone?
Yeah, do you feel like are you mad at your boy? You're like, really? 100 shots and...
We got nothing?
You got nobody?
I mean, or maybe they're like, yes! This is great!
You just wanted to like...
We didn't kill anyone.
Wanted to scare some... Well, I'm assuming you wanted to kill somebody.
Scary.
Well, and again, if you're firing 100 indiscriminate shots, my guess is that the value of life is probably fairly low.
Right.
You don't really care if there's collateral damage as long as you get the target.
Now, NASA is compiling research from numerous spacesuit tests in Oregon this summer.
Oh.
Did you know they were testing their spacesuits?
I didn't.
Did you see anybody walking around in a spacesuit and went, hey, what are you doing?
I saw some hazmat suits, but that was mostly because they were trying to like, clean out a homeless camp.
Are you from space?
Like one of the Lego space? I want them to do a retro suit where you just look like one of those Lego men.
Well, they
the
have
little
new
astronaut thing on your chest.
They have new spacesuits that they tested. They tested the technology at rugged locations around Bend, John Day, and Crater Lake.
Well, that's kind
of
cool.
And the director of it said, if you could only take astronauts to train them in 5 places on Earth, Oregon is in the top 5.
Why is that?
Well, because we just, like I said, we have the rugged, dry terrain out there, I think.
We don't
like the high desert.
We don't have more rugged, dry terrain elsewhere, like in the world.
I don't know.
I'm looking here at it, and can I tell you, it doesn't look that much different than the old spacesuit.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, it looks kind of cool. It looks like she's wearing oven mitts. She's got like a big backpack with some lights on them and stuff.
They should make those sexy and sell them.
I don't think he can really sexy have a foam or a form-fitting
people would wear them.
Well, look, I was looking at some of the Met Gala pictures, and
oh, yeah.
I think some of those are way worse than just wearing a spacesuit.
God, that's what I'm saying. We were just talking yesterday about Russell Westbrook now wears skirts.
Yeah, why can't you wear a spacesuit?
Let's go.
I think it'd be kind of interesting if you're just I was just in bed, like you're hiking through like Lapine or something, and you just stumble across some gal or dude cruising around in a spacesuit.
I have CJ McCollum news.
Something about wine.
How do you know?
Oh, just because I figured,
news contributor paying attention.
I figured it's not. I have not seen this story, but I figured it's not a basketball related story.
The only news he's in other than basketball is wine news,
right?
Yeah, it really is, huh? Right. Which is good. I mean, yeah. It could be a lot worse. We remember the Jailblazers, right?
That's true.
So I have CJ McCollum news, and we also have the study of here is who is not getting vaccinated in Oregon, and you can guess who that is. Mm. Maybe you can't. I don't know. But that study coming up as well. It's 446 on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, the Hot 5 at 5 is next. This is ITN for September 14th, 2021. CJ McCollum news. I see here where he has purchased vineyard property in the Willamette Valley. He bought 318 acres of land.
Making his own, I'm guessing. The CJ Winery coming very soon.
Well, he already has his own label.
Yeah, but it's different to having your own label and then actually growing your own. And
yeah. It's right next to Resonance Vineyard, which is a really nice one.
Mm-hmm. Well, he takes it very, very seriously.
Oh, like, he loves it.
Yeah, he's not a poser or anything. Yeah. I mean, he's all in.
It includes a 5-acre reservoir, multiple microclimates, several irrigation ponds, rock quarry, and a nursery.
Look, you got to have a microclimate. I mean, come on. Man, if you don't have a microclimate, what's the point?
He says he will start laying out the vineyard in 2022, and he will work with Willamette Valley vineyard experts to plant the best clones to match the land's profile.
Okay.
And then specific plans will be released at a later date.
All right, well, go CJ, man.
His brand is called McCollum Heritage 91 brand, and it launched in June of 2020.
Look, I got to tell you, that's pretty cool, though. Like, if you've got a hobby like that, and then you've got the resources to, like, make your own.
That's a dream.
Yeah, that's badass. Like, I'm not a huge wine guy, but I would assume that for a wino like him that's really into it, right, is there anything cool? It's like you building your own golf course, right?
Yeah.
Man, that's right. Good for him, man. That's
well,
awesome.
And people, you know, like the dream of like selling everything and buying some rural land in wine country and then growing your own. That sounds great, but dude, that is so tough.
I know.
And expensive, and you don't make all that much money. And
no, I'm thinking about, you know, for a while I've been thinking about buying a piece of land and then like starting my own militia and like, you know, building like a fortified bunker and, you know, that sort of thing. But, you know, it's tough, man. There's a lot of competition out there, and you got to recruit guys on the internet, and it's, you know, it's, look, we all have our dreams, but it's a challenge.
Here's someone who says he has 3 microclimates in his pants. How about that?
Wow.
Look at our listeners going. Wow.
It's one of those D's nuts. By the way, I found the clip of someone asking Saban about that. It is confirmed by Nick Saban. He danced around it, but someone asked him about it. He said that he liked to have fun with his players. So indeed, Nick Saban enjoys D's nuts.
He relates.
Yes.
See, this goes back to the conversation. I feel like hanging out with Nick Saban would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
If he was just hanging out with you as a friend,
sneaky
I think
funny.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Saban gets it, puts on that tough exterior, but, you know.
The end of the day.
Way better than Belichick.
I guess Josh Jacobs said that he caught like 5 passes in a row, and Saban, like out of nowhere, said, hey, you want to hold on to something? Hold on to D's nuts. Just... That was the Josh Jacobs, and Tua, I guess, confirmed it. So we now have multiple players all saying that's a Nick Saban.
Yeah, the saying is it takes a large fortune to make a small fortune in the wine business. Yeah. That's right. 1 in 5 Oregon adults say they are not planning to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Do you remember COVID-19?
I do.
It's still a thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's out there.
To some people, it's not.
So who are these people? This is a new survey.
Oh, I got a real good idea. Can I just say anyone that lives out by a winery? Can I just throw that out there? I'm adjacent to the winery. I'm guessing that's a non-vaccinated.
The population. Okay, so they did a new survey of Oregonians by the Oregon Values and Beliefs Center. And the population tends to be, these are the ones that will not get vaccinated. 1 in 5. They are under the age of 55.
Okay.
Socially and ideologically conservative.
What?
Does that stun you?
What?
And with no college degree and living in rural or rural to suburban parts of the state.
And we needed a survey. We needed a study.
Yeah, I could have told them that.
Done on this?
But, well, you know, you gotta...
How much money?
You gotta stamp it, you know?
How much money did we...
Like, we can all think it, but you gotta study it. Maybe you'll be surprised.
No.
That's science. You actually have to do the work.
You don't need to. You don't need to do any work. You know, sometimes...
Maybe it's all snowflakes.
Sometimes the cover of the book or the movie is exactly what the book or movie turns out to be.
Well, look. We're not a very educated country, okay?
I don't know. Compared to the rest of the world, where do we... No,
we got a lot of dum-dums. So...
Have you studied that?
You know, that's a good question. I will find you definitive research about our dum-dums.
I know we're not. I guarantee it.
We're not what?
We're not
educated.
I bet you in most metrics we're not top 10. I'd be surprised if we're top 20.
Well, you only compare it to developed, you know, countries. But no, we're not very educated. That's part of our problem. Yeah. Got a lot of dummies running around. But you know, America.
Well, I found this on Newsweek. The 12 most educated countries in the world.
Okay.
I'm guessing
let's hear a list.
I'm guessing Asia is going to be number one.
I'll go backwards because that's how the article goes.
Fun.
12 is the Netherlands, 49%.
Okay.
11 is the U.S.
Wait.
50.4%.
Percentage of people that have a college degree?
Well, I just clicked on it. Let me see.
54%?
There's no way that's college. That's got to be like high school.
You don't think?
I don't think so. 50% of our college?
54.
I don't know if I'm buying that.
Let's let Mike read a little bit.
According to percentage of population with the highest level of education.
Okay, so that doesn't necessarily mean college.
That doesn't mean
the
either.
Highest level.
Yeah. Okay.
With tertiary education is what it says.
Oh, God. Okay. Hey, so look, Netherlands.
I'm happy we're 11.
Netherlands is 12.
Okay.
U.S. is 11.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
U.K. is 10. Austria is 9.
Damn Austrians.
Switzerland is 8. Luxembourg is 7. Lithuania is 6.
Whoa. Look, the Asian run has to be coming here, right?
Ireland is 5.
Ireland, huh?
Japan is 4.
Here it comes.
Russia is 3.
Russia?
Canada is 2. And South Korea is 1.
Okay. Huh?
So not really an Asian run, but 2 of the top 4.
2 of the top 4. They're like, they're the ACC when Miami's good and someone else up there.
All right. That's all I have time for, guys. That's in the news on this beautiful day.
It is a beautiful
day. By the way, the rain's coming. Did you hear that?
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Friday through like Sunday, it's supposed to be nice and rainy.
Is it coming to D's nuts? I just can't get over the fact that Saban is dropping D's nuts jokes. That makes me so happy.
The Hot 5 at 5 is next. We've got a little bit of Oregon basketball news, who they are playing this year to honor their legendary donor, Phil Knight. You may have heard of him. We also have some Oregon injury news and, big news up north for Seattle.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait?
In sports.
I thought you were talking about the Huskies. I was like, wait, did someone get fired? But yes, I know of what you speak.
So the Hot 5 at 5 is next. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.